Keep your shades on.
You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hey, Michael, what do you want? You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael, this is a blind friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond. That's right.
Chris and I are dancing.
I thought maybe it was Soul Train.
This is your host, Michael, listening to these two women besides me.
That was Chris, not me. I was
carrying on. Listen, you want to call in? You
want having a good time
to this show? It's this. By the way, this show is catered to the visually impaired, the blind, and the bridge with the sighted audience. So any folks out there who's sighted, you're more than welcome to call in. We love you participating in our show and your show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You gotta wait. The lines are all tied up right now, but you wait there. Right now we're talking to...
Can I say hi to Gary Sinclair?
I was just going
to
say, let her say hi.
Yeah. Hey, hi, Gary. Sorry.
Gary who?
Gary Sinclair.
He's up in
Sinclair.
Buffalo.
He's in Buffalo.
He needs to stay another week.
He's in Buffalo. Stay away. She's enjoying her house.
She's
too
having
much.
Fun.
Stay home. I mean, don't come home.
No, don't come home.
Don't come home. Wait, stay home and don't come home.
Yeah. Don't come home.
He's up in Buffalo.
He's in New York. New York.
Anyway, Jason, you're still there?
Wait, before we go there, this hour is being brought to you by our sponsors.
This hour is brought to you by eSight Eyewear, the electronic glasses that let people with low vision actually see.
It's a good thing we got Chris to
keep
us right.
Straight.
Jason, you're still there?
Jason.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Jason, Sherry, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, so we've been talking about NFB, ACB, and when we went off the air, talking on break, I reiterated, I said that both organizations are great, but I don't understand for the life of me, they've been around for 30, 40 years, 50 years, and I don't understand how come there's not that many people belong. Why do you think that is?
I think we answered the question it is hard to get people to align themselves with any group, any volunteer. If you look at the statistic, membership in volunteer organizations is way down. But we, what I want to say is, and I think I can say the same for Sheila. In our chapters, whether it be NFBS chapters or chapters of ACB of Florida, we have really good, strong chapter members in our groups that get out there and help when we need help and advocate and work with us. We can always count on, you know, specific people in our chapters to help out when we need help.
Well, and it doesn't matter. Any organization, any volunteer, when I was PTA president, you had your people that were going to volunteer, that were going to be there, that were going to work. It doesn't matter whether it's a sighted volunteer organization or a blind. You're going to have the same people. They're going to bust their butt for the chapter and for the cause. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Right.
And one thing that I want to kind of throw in, excuse me, is that in both organizations, and I know it happens all over the country, you have two different types of groups of people that come to these meetings. You have the people that come who want to really get involved and really do the work for blind people and advocacy and education and everything that goes along with that. And then there's some that are newly blind and they have no idea what to do. They've maybe just been told about the organization, or they heard about it, they read about it somewhere, and they just want to come out and get more information, too.
Right.
But then eventually, if those people see what these groups are doing, and both of them are wonderful, don't get me wrong, then eventually, down the road, they may be your workers.
We have a chapter member now. You were saying, Jason, that she's lived in Florida for years, and she finally came to a chapter meeting of our group and got involved and joined, and she's very involved now. But she just did her own thing for years, and now she's with us, and I'm really happy about that. And that's what happens, and you never know who you're going to talk to and what kind of difference you're going to make in their lives. But what Sheila said is so important, that we have to be there for each other and listen to what each person is going through. One month we had a meeting where we just said, tell us a little about yourself. And I learned things about chapter members in my group that I had no idea about, none. And I was astonished about a couple of them. And the things that we go through and how some of us became blind and how we've coped with it. And that's what sometimes we need to listen to. We need to listen to those who are newly blind, who are dealing with the anger and the depression and the loss and the I don't know what to do next.
Because it is a loss. Sherry's so right. It is a loss. It's, you know, if you've been sighted and been able to drive and had a regular job, and then all of a sudden you've lost your vision, it's a loss. It's like a grieving process.
Right. And we need support from one another as well.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's another purpose that these groups serve. And it's such an integral part of what both these organizations serve is support. You know, not everybody is going to be a worker. You know, some people just want to come and be around other blind people and get information, and that's all fine. But if that's what you walk out with, then you walked out with something that you didn't necessarily come in with when you came there for the first time.
Right.
Well, I thank you both for coming on the show today. Jason, thank you for calling.
Just a quick note, just like Addison, I went to the movies yesterday and saw Life of Pets in audio description. It was
wow. Oh, way to go.
And I saw Finding Dory with audio description.
I want to see it.
It was
so cute.
Jason, was it a cartoon or was it real dogs and people?
I think it was cartoons, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think not Secret
Life
of Pets.
Ask our granddaughter about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's animation.
It's animation.
It was funny because my guide dog is Max. And I said, see, Max, I said, there was a movie all about you.
Oh, I got to check that out. Well, thank you, guys.
For calling in.
Thank you for calling in. Great discussion.
Michael and Lynn, I want to give a plug. We have Newsline, which is an audio way to listen to newspapers on the phone or go online or with your Victor Reader stream. And if you have any questions about it and want to sign up, it's totally free. My new toll-free number is 877-334-2069.
Say it again. So, say the phone number again.
877-334-2069 for Newsline.
Okay. Email that to me, ma'am.
Thank you for coming
thank
on
you
board.
Both.
Thank you
that
both.
That was terrific. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Feel better, Sherry. Feel better.
Thank you.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Jason.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
Jason, hold on. Because we need to talk for a little bit, Jason. Hold on.
Okay.
He's going to get a gift.
So he won $10 gift card from Blind and Beyond. By the way, those who have not gotten the last few weeks, it's all going out this week. So you'll get them all this week.
So if anybody has any comments regarding our conversation, I think now maybe a phone line might be open.
Well, you know, I'm still itching my head about what we just talked about, because I know our radio show is geared for the disenfranchised, but it really is, because most people listening to this radio show don't belong anywhere. And that's really amazing why you don't belong anywhere.
You just think, if you didn't lose your eyesight a few years ago, there wouldn't even be this show.
That's true.
Because we didn't know anything, and then we started the show, and then we're helping other people.
Yep. And you are.
And we met our lovely friends.
Yes.
We have so many wonderful friends.
I don't know about lovely.
But anyway, listen, any of you sighted people want to call in? 407-894-1680. You got any questions?
I would love a sighted person to call in and say, how do you dress yourself?
What do you mean, how do you dress yourself? I dress myself.
Michael, my sister, which you know my sister, actually was asked by one of her coworkers one time, well, who does your sister live with? And she said, nobody. She lives by herself. Well, how does she get dressed in the morning? So the sighted world genuinely has no clue. They have no clue. They don't realize that I can get up in the morning and make coffee.
You're not a helpless Harry.
I'm not a helpless Harry. I get up in the morning, I make my coffee, I get dressed, I go to work,
you
I walk to work.
You make the best potato salad in the whole world, the best meatballs in the whole world.
My brother still doesn't believe I'm blind, because he asked me a question. And I said something about, can't wait to see it. He said, well, you can't see me. I can't see you.
Who said that?
Barry.
Oh, Barry, your brother.
I said, I can't wait to see you. We're going to see him in a month. And I said, I can't wait to see you. And he says to me, I don't understand. I thought you're blind. I said, Barry, that's an expression.
Well, you know,
can't
that
wait to
caught
see
me
you.
By surprise, too, when we first met all our friends in Orlando. And Patty used to say it, too.
Uh-huh.
So I'll see you soon. And I used to think, what? But now I'm used to people saying
it. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I see people
all the
time.
It's just an expression.
Exactly.
Listen, we gotta go to the phone line.
We do? Who's there?
Right here in Orlando, we have Doug Wilkerson. And then from Daytona Beach.
That's Donald Wilkerson.
Donald?
Oh,
okay.
All right. We got a couple minutes. Yeah.
We got Donald Wilkerson. Okay, I'm sorry.
And we're also on the line Donald.
And then on the other line is Doug. So it's Donald was first and Doug is second from Daytona Beach.
Where's Doug from? Doug's from Daytona.
Doug is from Daytona.
Oh, okay. Doug Hall. Okay. Oh, cool.
See, it's the D's that got me confused.
Okay. Mr. Wilkerson. Mr. Wilkerson, are you there?
I am here.
How you doing, Don?
I'm doing really good, Sheila. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours.
I have another observation, Michael, that you might be interested in.
I'm listening.
You were asking about why
nobody
joins the organizations, and here's the biggest reason.
Yeah.
You have most of your states, your schools for the blind, your rehab centers, don't ever educate their students on the organizations that can help them, because they think that they're the only ones that can, and until that changes...
Yeah.
You're not going to see nearly as many people. And can I tell you a quick story? When I was working at a Pizza Hut back in the 96, my computer went down, and Pizza Hut was about to fire me. And a guy from the NFB in West Virginia named Gary Householder came over and found out that the people who set it up forgot to put the code in. I was about to be fired. He stood up for me, and I ended up keeping my job because of the NFB, and I know the FCB would have done the same thing.
Oh,
thank you, Don.
Very nice story.
These
thank
are
you.
Great people.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. Appreciate
it. We'll talk to you
thank
again
you.
Soon.
And keep
we
on listening.
Take care, Don.
Keep on listening.
Do you want to take the break now and come back and
well,
get Doug?
We have a guest coming on a...
So you want to take Doug now?
Doug will be short.
Yeah, we'll
take
short.
Doug
from the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach. How you doing?
Good evening, everyone.
Hey,
how are you?
I couldn't resist calling in. You have some really good topics tonight. And my wife is on the other phone, so I had to use my cell phone.
That's okay.
Anyway, there were two things that you commented on that I wanted to call in about. One was about the guide dog access issue. The other one is about ACB, NFC, and involvement.
Okay, quick.
As Sheila well knows, I've been involved for many years.
Yeah. Doug's been involved since 74?
Actually, 77. Okay. I've been ACB since 77, and I belong to NFB for better than 16 years.
Yeah. And he's also a guide dog user.
You said it, Michael, yourself. I find it difficult to understand why the percentage of people that are involved is so tiny.
Right. You know what? Pardon me. You just said something that I didn't realize, too. There's some people that belong to both. So if there's 50,000 in one and 50, could be 20,000 of the same people that
exactly.
belong to both. So it's even worse.
It's actually 100,000, but it's way less than 10%. It's probably more like 2% that are involved. And, you know, I wanted to say, you know, involvement is so important. If it weren't for involvement and people, the few people that participate, we wouldn't have the ADA. We wouldn't have IDEA in the schools. We wouldn't have the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. We wouldn't have the Social Security benefits we have if it weren't for the people out there working to make changes.
And Doug is also very active in the Guide Dog Users of Florida. So he's...
Yeah, I'm president of Guide Dog Users of Florida. And in other organizations. And it's not just blindness issues that we need to be involved in. We need to be involved in transportation issues and the Talking Book Library, which Sheila and I belong to.
Doug, we'd like to have you come on again by yourself, you know, for a segment and talk about the guide dogs.
We have
to
go now to a break, but call back again.
Yeah, he would be awesome to have to talk about guide dogs.
Nice talking to you, Doug, but we have to go to break.
Thanks for calling, Doug.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, take care.
We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com. The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Michael,
what do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. That's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael, this is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's
407-654-9299. We are back. This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn.
Michael.
I understand we have a guest.
We do, and she's calling all the way from, I believe it's Saskatoon in Canada. Her name is Bobby Jansen.
Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi,
Bobby.
Guys.
Are you there, Bobby?
I am.
Wow. So is it Saskatoon?
Yes, in Saskatchewan, in Canada.
Oh, it is Saskatchewan.
Oh, well, Tammy didn't tell me all that. She just said Saskatoon.
That's the city. You got it.
Okay, so you're 2 hours behind Toronto and Orlando.
We are.
Oh, well, welcome. This is really exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we understand that you're a very recent eSight user.
I am.
Of the glasses. That's very exciting.
It is exciting.
All righty. So what are some of the biggest positive changes in your life since you got the eSight glasses?
Well, all of them are positive. I'm able to see my family, my husband,
my
daughter,
goodness.
Even my guide dog. Wow. Doing things that I haven't maybe done in 10, 20 years, or I've never even been able to do to that degree, like reading a book.
Wow.
Reading a book is exciting.
Bobby, this is Sheila. Hi.
Hi.
What is your eye condition, if you don't mind my asking?
I have macular and myopic degeneration.
Okay. Because I think that would help some of our listeners to understand, you know, what your eye condition is and then how the glasses are benefiting you.
So you have some vision.
Yeah, you can't be totally blind and have those glasses.
You have some vision.
So I'm classified as hand motion at face.
What was that now?
Hand motion at face.
What meaning she can see the motion?
You can put the hand
in front
of the
face. I can see the motion, but not finger count.
Right.
Oh, that's like you, Michael.
Yeah,
right.
Michael always says, I can't see your face, but if you wave your hand in front of me, I can see you waving your hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us what the glasses, what can you see now?
I think we had me reading at 20 over 25.
Wow.
It was amazing. Wow. I've never had that acuity in my life.
When you first got the glasses, how long did it take you to start benefiting from them? I mean, the minute you put them on or a few days?
Yes,
or
the minute I put them on.
Oh, my gosh.
It was night and day for me the minute I put them on.
Oh, how exciting.
So, and what was the most surprising or unexpected thing that you were able to see that you just took you really by surprise?
My children have grown so much. That was...
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I know that they've grown, but just seeing those changes and the little things, like the spots on a banana, or I was able to see someone, or maybe there's a few people, but I was able to see motion inside the CN Tower.
Wow.
And I was in a different building.
Wow.
To me, that's never even existed.
So, Bobby, Chris Shaw here, the engineer for the Blind and Beyond radio show. Listen, how has your routine changed now that you have a little bit of vision, or do your routine that you still have as if you were visually in, well, I'm not going to say as if, but.
What do you use eSight for the most in your routine?
The most?
Mm-hmm.
Little things and the big things.
Everything, right?
It's for everything. I was able to see my nephew get married, to read a cookbook, to enjoy some of the things that my daughters are doing. It's a little bit of everything. I wouldn't say that there's one thing that I use them for the absolute most. It's a combination.
Wow.
Wow. So it's really
so
amazing.
It changed your life.
Right. Because, you know, you go from being blind from, what, 10 years, you said?
I've been visually impaired since birth.
Okay. So to go from...
This huge degree of vision loss for about 10 years.
So, wow. So you got a chance to actually see, like, the ocean or the waterfalls or something like that of that caliber.
Went to the lake, and I've never seen it before.
Wow.
Did you ever see your husband
before?
Did you ever see your husband before?
To the best of my ability, I'd say yes.
So does he look older?
He does look older. And even more handsome.
Okay.
But this was the first time really seeing every detail. I was able to see his eyes, his eyelashes, the hairs of his beard. So everything that I have not been able to see, even when I thought I could.
Wow.
Were the children there when you put them on the first time?
No.
No?
They were at home while we were in Toronto, so I was able to come home and put them on for them. And they also sent me photos, so I could see photos while I was there, so I didn't feel like I was missing out on seeing them very first.
Mm.
Are you able to, you know, with the smartphones, can you focus, the glasses focus well enough that you can see, you know, on the phone?
The numbers?
Yes.
No, I meant the
pictures. Yes, definitely. The photos were on the smartphone.
Oh, wow.
And I even tried texting later on
phone.
Oh, my
gosh.
With regular or small font, and I was able to do that. That was amazing.
I hope people are listening and paying attention to you, Bobby. And I wanted to ask you, we know that these glasses are quite expensive, but I also heard through the grapevine that you have a fundraising success story. So what would you say to someone who isn't sure, oh, it's not worth the money?
This is a gift that's
worth money.
I'm sorry. What
so
did
much
you say?
More. It's the hugest gift. I would tell them to book a demo, try it, see what it does for them, and how it can enhance their lives. And the people at eSight were amazing. I worked closely with Tammy Labor, getting a fundraising page up and going. And within 6 weeks, we had raised the full amount.
Oh my goodness! And may I ask, can I be nosy and what fundraising venue did you use?
Of course you can. We used GoFundMe.
Okay.
As well as I did a lot of radio promotion, social media, anything I could get my hands on.
So let me ask this. With the eSight glasses, are they battery operated or how are they operating?
They do. They do have a battery. They're in my right in front of me right now. They have a battery, and the nice thing is they also have a spare.
Okay.
So if my battery runs out, I can just pop in the spare while I'm charging.
Bobby,
do you wear the glasses all the time?
No. For me...
Oh, you can't wear them all the time.
I started off at about 10 minutes. I'm up to 45 minutes, and sometimes I can do that twice a day. It's very similar to athletic training for me. You have to build it up.
Your eyes...
Some people are probably quicker than others, and it's coming. It's come so far already.
What happens after 45 minutes?
Your eyes probably get really tired.
I do get a little bit tired. So in order to keep from being tired, I take a break, and I can come back and do it again in a little while.
Bobby, would you do me a favor? Because you just sound so enthusiastic. Would you have your husband take a picture of you and just email it to us? Were you wearing the glasses? I would love that. And I could put it on Facebook, if you don't mind.
Wearing the glasses.
Well, yeah, wearing the glasses. That's really cool.
That I can do. That's not
That'd
a problem.
Be really nice. You sound like a really nice person. Now,
so Chris did ask you a question, and I don't know that you answered it. So how has it changed your routine of day-to-day living?
My routine, not so much as a change in routine as to what I notice in my routine. I'm a creature of habit. I do the same thing every day. But I've blocked in some time to really work on using the skills. With eSight, there's skills in the book. It's kind of like learning. So I'll pull out a coloring picture. I blocked out time specifically for these things. Mm-hmm. And see how I can make out with coloring. And each time it's getting better, or how I'm going to make out with reading.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes into my day, but my day is very, it is what it is.
And
where I go, my eSight can come too.
Is the mm-hmm. text that you read, is it, what's the font size?
A regular library book.
Wow.
And I have to hold it a fair distance away.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And definitely so. I can fully read it. The feeling of turning the pages of a book has been very lost for me for years. I used to love reading. Wow. And that was very exciting too.
That is just
to go back to that for me.
Wonderful.
How old are your children?
19 and 16.
Oh,
they're
big kids.
They're not little.
They're not little kids.
They're not little.
No. That's great. That is truly a success story. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and please send a picture if when you get a chance to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay, Bobby?
Of course.
That would be wonderful. I really like to see you wearing the glasses. Well, thank you very, very much. And good luck
thank
with
you.
The eSight glasses.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
You take
thank
care. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know,
she was a sweetheart.
These glasses, they sound amazing. I know we have someone else calling
we're
in very shortly, waiting
really.
For Betty to call in.
Oh, she's on now.
Oh, Betty's on?
Yeah, let's talk to Betty.
Betty.
Hello,
hi,
Michael.
Betty.
Hey, Betty.
So we go all ages using these glasses.
So, Betty,
Betty,
tell
shop.
Us your story about
come
the glasses.
On, yeah.
Tell us about the story.
Did you hear the caller, Betty?
It's breaking up a little bit, Lynn.
But did you hear Bobby talking about her experience?
Yes, I did,
good.
And it was
good.
Just wonderful to hear.
Isn't that amazing?
This is Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And Betty?
And I had also a demonstration of the eSight glasses, which I heard of on your program.
Okay.
And I called them and made an appointment, and we met in a central place so that other people could have them demonstrated too. And in my right eye, I have no sight as far as just fingers. I can see fingers. The left eye is 2400, I think, with macular degeneration.
Mm-hmm.
When I put these glasses on, just like the young lady before me, 2025.
Wow. Holy
cow.
That's like a miracle.
Wow.
Miracle.
So are you?
I could read things that I haven't read for years.
Oh.
And you can see Paul.
Yes. Oh yes.
Yes. Oh, by the way.
But you know what, Michael? I want you to know that I don't sit around just because I have macular degeneration and can't see very well. I don't sit around moping about it. I get out and do things. I give programs about my Navy. Experience in World War II.
You sure don't sound like you from World War II, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I enjoy having people, you know, tell me of their experiences, and lots of times their experiences are much more interesting than mine, even.
I understand
so
it's
I love
hot.
To hear them.
I understand it's hot in New Jersey
and
right
it,
now.
And it poured there yesterday.
Yeah. So it was a wonderful experience having those demonstrations on the eSight glasses. And there's a little TV camera, I understand, on the bridge of the glasses. And this is what projects, you know, so that you can see these. But it's just like a miracle. It really is.
Were they comfortable, Betty?
Yeah, they were.
Very comfortable?
I don't know, as the young lady said before me, it may be something you'd have to work into. Now, I don't really have the money for it, but I'm going to look into the VA, and I'm also going to look into the Commission for Blind. Now, I don't know if they'll do anything, but at least I'm going to try. If they would even do partial payment, I'd be happy with that. You know,
Betty, I think I did hear that the VA does cover it. So I don't know.
I didn't hear you, Lynn.
No, this is Sheila. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
Hi, just fine, thanks.
Good. I believe the VA, I have heard of stories where the VA does cover them. So
okay,
it might be worth checking into.
Well, push them. Maybe they'll get more people to get them then. Push them.
I'm just waiting for my ophthalmologist to send a letter saying I'm legally blind.
Oh, there you go.
And when I get that, then I'll be able to take it to the VA.
Well, that would be great. Well, thank you for calling, Betty.
Thank you. Don't, when you go to VA, thank you tell for me your heard lovely letter. Blind. Yes.
I got you. We got your letter. Thank you.
Nice to hear you all.
Okay.
We're going to break.
Say hi to Paul.
Say hello to Paul. Go to break. See you on the other side.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Thanks for calling in, Betty. Go on a break. See you on the other side.
Hold
Stay
on,
tuned
Greg.
For Blind and Beyond.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
When Sean first tried on eSight Eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight Eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight Eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
We are back. That's right, we're back. This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Are we going to go to No. Our next guest, or we're going to do trivia first?
We got Greg on the phone line now. I told him right after break.
Okay. So, Sheila?
Yes, sir.
You introduce him.
Okay. Greg Lindberg, who is the Florida Council of the Blind White Cane Bulletin editor, is located in Palm Harbor. And Greg Lindberg was chosen for the American Council of the Blind this year as the East Coast first-timer to attend the American Council of the Blind National Conference and Convention in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So, hi, Greg, how are you?
Hey, Sheila, thanks for that awesome introduction.
Awesome introduction. Yeah, I was waiting to see who's going to come in.
Hey, Michael. Hey, Lynn. Hi. How are you guys tonight?
And they let him in? They let him in?
I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Greg. They let you in Minneapolis. They let everybody in Minneapolis.
Yeah, they let me in, too.
So. I heard about that. I was really surprised they let you in, too.
Where did you guys finally end up meeting? At one of the meetings or in the lobby? How'd you find each other?
In general session, I think.
The session, one of the mornings. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Every morning.
Would you yell out to each other?
We couldn't believe how early you guys had to get up for breakfast. Like, what?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes it could take an hour and a half just to get your food and eat. And
what kind of breakfast did you get? I wonder what kind of breakfast you get. What did I miss?
Well,
they had all kinds of things. Eggs, bacon, toast, omelets.
Yep. But I had to go to breakfast.
Double. You had double breakfast?
No. I was not at the restaurant. I was at the American Association of Blind Teachers breakfast Sunday morning, and I was at the American Foundation for the Blind Monday morning, and I was at the Braille Revival League breakfast Tuesday morning, and I was at the Woman's Concerns.
So they don't serve breakfast
on Friday morning.
So they serve breakfast all that time?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So it sounds like you had a breakfast week.
And that, but I had to be up.
The American Council of the Breakfast.
Yeah. So what time did we have to get up? We had to get up at 5:30 to be at breakfast to be in general session by 8:30.
Michael didn't get that, I don't think. That was very clever, Greg. The American Council of Breakfast.
Yeah,
right
over
Michael's
head. Yeah.
Well,
I didn't hear it.
That's not.
All right, let's talk.
It's too early to pick up anyway.
Let's get down to business.
All right.
What do you want, Greg?
Greg, tell us about your experience going to the first national convention.
Yeah, it was quite an experience. Very exhausting, I will say.
A lot of canes.
What's that?
A lot of canes.
Yeah, and dogs. Some dogs getting into little spats and.
Oh yeah,
what happened?
So, spats, dog fighting.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I didn't know the dogs fight. That. I thought they don't fight.
Oh yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
When they're working, they.
But
fall.
It depends on the handler and the type of dog. And I mean, there's some handlers that aren't exactly the best trained with their dog.
I'm shocked.
So. Oh yeah, yeah. So anyway, what did you think? I know Sunday night we were both on stage for. Opening session.
Yeah, and you gave quite a great eulogy, I just want to say, to Patty Land. I know she was a big part of the old show, so...
She was.
That was pretty special.
It was tough.
And what was that eulogy called again, Sheila? Angels?
It's the ACB Angel Memorial. They, affiliates pay to put people in the Angel Memorial, and,
Patty.
Yeah.
I'm going to read your memorial on October 3rd.
Oh, it was
It'll
tough.
Be the anniversary of her death.
Who else was on the stage?
Greg. She said Greg.
Yeah, Greg was there, and then there was another first-timer from, where was she from, California or Washington?
From Oregon.
Oregon,
yeah.
Okay.
Her name was Marja Byers from Salem, Oregon.
Yeah. So we had two first-timers, and then there were 8 leadership fellows who were chosen. There was an application that you had to fill out and write a letter, and then you had to have a phone interview, and 30 applications were submitted, and 8 people were chosen, and I was one of the 8.
There you go.
It was very exciting. It was like Greg said, it was very exhausting and exciting, but...
I found it, I don't know
about you, but I found all of the speakers at most of general sessions were amazing.
Yes, so I was blown away. I mean, there was the one day we had the elections that was a little, you know, not quite as engaging or interesting.
But
the speakers were, I mean, they had people from Microsoft, Apple, Google, Uber. They had a guy from the Department of Transportation. They had someone from the FCC. And just all the information that they delivered was just, it was amazing. I mean, it's truly incredible that we have this opportunity as visually impaired people to go to these conventions and just, you know, be surrounded by such amazing people and get to learn such amazing information, and just to have that access is really something.
Are you writing a piece for the White Cane Bulletin this coming month about the convention?
Yeah, I actually just finished that article.
Did
so
you?
If anyone out there is subscribed to the White Cane Bulletin through FCB, definitely look for that here in the next few weeks.
How do people subscribe? How do they go about doing that?
Technically, you do have to be a member of the Florida Council of the Blind and, you know, one of the local chapters around the state. And then if you log on to fcb.org, I believe there's a little form on there you can fill out, or you can just talk to, you know, the president of your local chapter.
Right, because not everybody uses a computer. I was wondering.
And not everybody listened to the show that's from Florida.
Well,
but there is, they do send a Braille version. They have an audio version,
a
large print version by mail, so you don't have to get it. You can get it by email, but they do have other versions, too.
And we do have just regular print for sighted people, too.
Right.
But, and we do have, for those, you know, if you're in an area that doesn't have a local chapter, we do have an at-large membership as well. So
that's true. Yeah. I did want to mention Audio Darts. I got a chance to play Audio Darts.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you win?
What's that?
Did you win?
I did get a bullseye, but it was just kind of for fun.
Hit someone in the head with it.
Where did you play that? In a lounge? They had a lounge? Or
On one of the floors, they had one of the boards set up. So, and the board actually talks to you. It'll tell you what number you hit. It'll say, you know, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock, to kind of give you an idea of where you're hitting on the board also. So it's really cool. I mean, there were a few times I almost hit some of the people standing next to me.
I believe that.
You're right. What was the dart made of? I mean, was it like a soft
tip?
Foam?
I think it had like a plastic tip, but it was
still dangerous.
Much, you know, in the shape of a regular dart.
Yeah, it's still dangerous if it hits somebody.
Right. If you throw it hard enough.
Yeah.
Imagine the dog sitting there watching these things come flying at them.
I think that was put on by the CCLV, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
What is
and
that,
then there
Sheila?
Was, there's an organization in Minneapolis that actually is a blind dart. The Audio Darts group that they play every week, actually. They have different tournaments. They go to bars all around town. So it's really a big thing.
The Coalition of Citizens with Low Vision, and actually our own Leslie Spoon was just elected as their new president at National Convention.
Right.
So,
congratulations, Leslie, if you're listening.
Dan
Spoon.
She's president of what, Leslie?
The CCLV. The Coalition of Citizens with Low Vision.
Very nice. Very nice.
And Dan Spoon was reelected to the American Council Board.
That we know.
There you
so,
go.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to
Dan
Spoon and Leslie Spoon.
So we are very fortunate in Florida to have such active persons locally, statewide, and nationally.
Well,
so
Greg, thank you very much
for
calling
in. We'll see
you
in a couple weeks.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We're
going
to go do trivia.
There.
So thanks for calling in.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Greg.
It.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
You
thanks,
too.
Greg.
Thanks
bye
for calling.
Bye. Don't forget your guitar.
We're going to go now to trivia. Trivia time. Chris, we're going
to
trivia.
He's on the phone.
Yeah, that's why I said we're going to trivia time. Trivia time. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
I didn't pick this one.
And you haven't mentioned the website at all, Michael.
Oh. I'll do it now.
Yeah, because he's
Chris
still
talking.
On the phone, yeah. Oh,
here we
go. Here we go.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll
All right, so who's singing that song?
That's a you were going to say what's the name.
But goody. All right, Sheila.
I'm so happy. I'm happy.
I'm with you, Sheila. Sheila, we are together on this.
Wait a minute. How can Gary be on the phone already? He couldn't be answering the question.
All right, so anyway, the phone number here is 407-894-1680.
It's Gary from Buffalo.
We want to know who's singing that song.
Buffalo.
Before Gary comes on, I got to give right now a plug to us.
Us.
Blind and Beyond plug. If you would like to join the membership of Blind and Beyond, write to Blind and Beyond. Mm-mm. No, it's Michael. That's, I haven't said so long. It's Michael. Michael.
He had to
me.
Think about it.
Michael at Blind and Beyond Radioshow.org.
O-R-G.
Let's go again. It's Michael at Blind and Beyond Radioshow.org. That's if you want to.
And you'll have unlimited access to the
listen
podcast.
Listen to us and see what's going on in Blind and Beyond at the website. Okay, so that's that plug. See if you would like to join, and we'll talk about it on the air if you do. All right, now we have Gary, I believe, Gary Sinclair calling from Buffalo, New York. Gary, you there?
Gary.
Lim, guys.
Hey,
Gary. Niagara Falls and Buffalo.
You sound further away than the woman that Bobby that called from Saskatoon.
Yeah. We just had a woman.
Well, I don't know.
He's in the North Pole.
But I'll tell you what. It's been an enjoyable time. I got my spaghetti in my suitcase for tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Wait, did you repeat that
better
to the audience?
Better not be in your suitcase already.
Repeat that to the audience. You got your spaghetti in your suitcase to take home.
I hope it's not in your suitcase.
And your Canadian bacon.
Not yet. Tomorrow morning it'll be in there. And some Canadian bacon, too, which is great.
Only him. Only Sinclair would do that.
He's going to wrap it in newspaper.
Only
I know
him
what he's going to
bring
do.
Home spaghetti.
You guys got a lot of water down there. Up here, all the grass is burned.
Yeah, same
us
too.
Right.
Us too.
Nothing.
Don't tell us. We know. Our lawn is dying.
Oh, and I want to thank Ms. Sheila for taking care of the paradise for me.
She said she'd stay there. She wants you to stay in Buffalo.
Can't you extend one more week?
You told me that last time I stayed up longer this time.
I know, but can't you just stay one more week?
Yeah, right. All right, well, I'm hopping on the big bus.
Right.
Coming back tomorrow, and I'll see you all on the show next week.
Safe travels.
Be safe, Gary.
Have a safe flight.
Do you want to take Doug from Daytona Beach?
Yeah, we do. We better take somebody because the show's almost over.
Yeah, we got
stay
Doug.
Gary.
Doug
bye,
Gary.
Oh, Doug's calling
He's
back.
He's calling in for the trivia.
All right.
Oh.
All the way from the world's most famous beach, Doug Hall, ladies and gentlemen.
Doug Hall from Daytona.
I couldn't resist calling in. How about Tony Orlando?
Woo-hoo!
Yellow ribbon.
You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
And we have a Dunkin' Donuts right near here.
There you go. $10 gift card. Stay on the line. Don't go away. Let him take your address so we can send it to you.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good guess. Tony Orlando.
I was just bebopping.
Hold on, Doug. I'm coming right to you, all right?
So Sheila,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You promised me you would tell us a funny story from the convention. You didn't tell us anything yet.
Funny story.
I want a funny story. Something.
Funny
what about your
story.
Travels? How was that? Everything went smoothly or any funny incidents?
No, it was interesting because I was supposed to leave Orlando at 7:45.
I saw you were delayed.
And didn't leave till 9:45 because we didn't have a pilot.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had that happen a few times. I have a question for you.
Yes.
I never heard about dogs fighting that are blind dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Guide dogs.
Guide dogs fight.
I never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're probably stressed out from all the people around them and the close quarters.
I never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dogs fight.
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked. I would have said the opposite. They don't fight. They're so trained. They don't fight.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, but there's too much commotion.
Unless they take off the harness.
No.
But even with the harness.
Nope.
They fight. No kidding.
Yep.
I'm shocked.
If they're in a meeting and a dog gets in their space or they're walking down the hallway and a dog gets in their way, oh, no, they have a tendency to get a little testy.
Oh, my. I'm shocked.
Can't blame them.
No, it's a stressful time.
We were walking around the NFB a couple of weeks ago, the day before it started, and there were so many people there and so many canes flying around, and it was
really
something.
I'm walking down my business with my cane, and people are running into me.
It's stressful for everybody. You think about, I got there, I was 2 hours late getting there, and I had to be in a meeting at 2:45. That was one of my requirements for winning the leadership fellow. So I got to the airport at 12:10, got to the hotel at 1:15, and I had to get to my room, put my suitcase away, find registration in a hotel that I've never been in, get my registration packet, and be in a meeting at 2:45.
Wow.
So, with a broken foot.
And blind.
And blind. I was a little stressed.
Who was carrying your suitcase?
Well,
and wheels. It probably has
wheels. It has wheels.
Oh.
So, one of the hotel in Minneapolis, the staff there and the volunteers that they had were just amazing. They were so kind and so Johnny on the spot.
And what was that, the Hyatt Regency?
Yeah, it was the Hyatt Regency in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So, but I got to see I got to take a tour of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Where's
and
next year's show?
It's in Reno.
Where?
Reno, Nevada.
Oh, Reno. Reno. Yeah.
I am starting to save money already.
You need security?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Chris would be a blast to go.
It was Vegas. It was Las Vegas. I'm going.
It'll be Las Vegas again, I'm sure. But yeah,
my Reno. My wife won't go.
Reno, the Nugget, I think, is the hotel.
Isn't there a convention coming up in Savannah for the FCB? I thought I read that. Not, no?
FCB doesn't meet out of Florida.
Florida.
No, then what did I see? I thought it said
FCB. You didn't see it.
Our convention will be in Orlando.
So you never go out of the state?
No, not for FCB. Uh-uh. Nope. But there is the World Blind Union coming to Orlando. And this is the first time I think it's ever been in the United States. So that is...
Did you say the World Union?
World Blind Union.
Hmm. What's that?
The
World Blind Union. It is an organization from every country.
Wow.
That representatives come and they talk about concerns about the blind population throughout the world.
I've read about them online. Yeah.
And it is going to be a phenomenal.
Do you know where it's going to be in Orlando?
I don't yet. I think it's October.
This October?
I think so. I think so. Huh. I can't remember if it's September or October.
So it's going to be here in Orlando?
Yes.
Can I go?
Yeah, anybody can come.
Well, I want to thank you, Sheila, for coming on board today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Chris, for joining us.
I want to thank Chris for showing up today. Hey, what happened to Cliff?
Well, Cliff will be back next week.
Okay.
That's your alter ego.
I'm glad Chris showed up.
Yeah, right.
And
it was a really, really
wonderful
show.
Sheila was really nice. Sheila's very nice showing up.
Thanks, Sheila.
And thank you.
It was very nice for you to show up. Really
thanks,
was.
Michael.
And I hope everybody has a wonderful week. I am on vacation, so I am going to have a wonderful week.
And
so.
Dorothy, if you're listening, thanks for listening.
Dorothy!
We'll see you soon, Dorothy. Thanks for holding down the fort at home.
Are you letting me drive home?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
We have to get gas before we drive home, Michael. Then you can drive.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Good night, everybody. See you next
Sunday.
Good
night. Thanks Love you
for
all.
Listening.
See you next week. Same time, same place. Love you all. Bye.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.